Welcome to The Disappearing Mind, a unique podcast helping you find clarity and support along your dementia journey. Now, join National Dementia Trainer and Coach, Dawn Platt, for an all-new episode.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is Dawn Platt. I am your host for The Disappearing Mind podcast. So happy you joined me today. Here on the podcast, I try and bring you information, topics, and experts who support you in the dementia journey. Whether you're diagnosed with dementia, someone you know or love is diagnosed with dementia, we cover a vast array of topics that I hope you will find helpful. Please listen to the podcast, subscribe, and share with your friends. I like to think that many of the topics that we talk about today are timeless, and they will help you now or later in your dementia journey. So thanks for joining me today. Let's go ahead and get started. You know, one of the things I think on our dementia caregiving walk that becomes difficult for any family, spouse, child, even friend to deal with is to recognize when more help is needed for dementia care. And so today, let's take a look at what that looks like. I think even as a daughter, I was realistic in knowing that there would come a point in my mother's dementia journey where we as a family would have to get outside resources and outside help. I'm very thankful that I had the tools and the resources and the ability to make the changes that I needed to make, my family needed to make when we needed to make them. But oftentimes families are guilt-ridden. They may feel obligated or stuck, and they may not seek help. From asking friends and families about simple errands or chores or things they need to accomplish, they won't even ask for the simplest things, let alone actual caregiving. And as dementia progresses, that caregiving journey becomes a 36-hour day, and oftentimes it's endless. It's important that we recognize when we need more help, and we will need more help at some point. The degree of the help that you're going to need is going to vary according to the progression, the type of dementia that your loved one has, resources that are available, how much support you have around you. But let's just get into this and talk about recognizing when more help is needed for dementia care. First and foremost, I got help. I didn't get a lot of help. I have a family who's supportive. I have a dear husband who was just amazing with my mother. I'm resourceful. I tapped into a lot of resources that I found valuable for bathers and people coming in, nurses to manage medications and manage mom's care and all of those kinds of things. But at some point, you're going to need some sort of help, whether it's a family member, whether it's a paid caregiver or an agency that comes into your home. Recognizing this fact and planning for it when it's appropriate for you is really important. Caring for your loved one with dementia can be a challenging journey, requiring an adaptable approach as their condition evolves, and it will. There are many stages to this disease, and sometimes it can be a long journey. And on that journey, there are many steps, and you may get to a step that becomes overwhelming. I want you to realize that having a plan doesn't mean you have to use the plan, but it means that you know what your resources are and that you have it in your back pocket to use it if you need it. There comes a point when additional support or dementia care assistance becomes crucial for the well-being of both the person with dementia and the caregiver. You got to sleep. You got to have help. You got to get groceries. You got to cook. You got to clean the house. You got to pay bills. You got to go to the doctor. So it's important that you realize you're going to need some sort of assistance when it is necessary. Recognizing this need is essential in ensuring that your loved one continues to receive the best possible care. And isn't that our goal? The best possible care, quality of care, the best that it can be. And that's going to vary from person to person, from home to home, and from individual family to individual family. let's discuss some of these things that we can do and the signs that indicate it's time to seek more help. What would you be looking at and considering that? You know, it's amazing when you're in the middle of this that you don't always recognize what you need. And sometimes it takes an outside person to say, hey, have you considered this or have you considered that? Number one, it's important to understand the progression of dementia. Now, dementia is a progressive condition. That's just the way it is. It's progressive. It comes in stages. Those stages are predictable when your physician gives you a diagnosis and can guide you. We can't say that your loved one is going to have all the symptoms that someone else with their diagnosis has, but it can be predictable. There are signs, meaning that some symptoms are going to worsen over time. And this progression varies from person to person, typically involves increasing difficulties with memory and the behaviors that come along with that, communication, and activities of daily living, meaning their care, toileting, bathing, dressing, grooming, all of those things are going to become progressively in need of support. As a caregiver, understanding the trajectory is vital in anticipating and preparing for additional care needs. Here's some key signs that will indicate that you may want to consider more help. Escalating care needs. As dementia progresses, basic activities of daily living, such as bathing, grooming, dressing, eating, all become more challenging for this individual. When these tasks become too burdensome for the caregiver to manage alone, it's a clear sign that additional help is needed. And this is going to happen. And the consequences of that really is making sure that they get the care they need, that they stay mobile, that they're clean, that they're dry, that their skin is in good repair, that they're eating properly. Someone who has dementia, eating can become difficult. They can forget that they're hungry. They can not chew correctly. They can not have an appetite. They could wander and not sit down to finish a meal. Chances of them becoming dehydrated are very, very great. These are all factors that having that help and support is going to be critical for you. Increased safety concerns, another big, big factor in recognizing when you need to get help. Safety becomes a major concern in and around dementia, especially in advanced stages of dementia, but even before that. If your loved one has become prone to wandering, forgetting to turn off appliances or the water faucet or the bathtub, they can be at risk. They might be at risk of falls. These are indicators that extra support for supervision is necessary. Let's just back up some. How about driving? Getting lost or not being efficient at the wheel anymore, this is a real safety concern. Do they walk out of the house and leave the door open or can't find their way back? These are all safety factors. The other thing is chemicals in your home. Do they recognize certain things? Will they ingest something that could be poisonous? These are all escalating concerns that you need to be aware of. Of course, they're not going to drink Clorox intentionally, but differentiating between what is safe and what is not there anymore as they progress. So it's very important that safety concerns be addressed. It could be something as simple as a throw rug that they trip over or furniture that's too cluttered, the dog getting under their feet and they not noticing them. These are safety concerns that indicate that maybe you need to get some more dementia care support. Behavioral changes. This is usually the one that puts people over the edge, so to speak. So significant behavioral changes such as increased agitation, maybe even aggression, or mood swings can be common. Even personality changes can be difficult to manage. So knowing and understanding that there are techniques, there are tips as redirection and de-escalation tips that professionals use to help overcome some of these expressions are really important. And families don't come equipped with this kind of knowledge. So this would be a great time to look at the need for professional dementia care support, at least so that you can have coping mechanisms. I have families that I work with as a dementia coach who want to answer every question their loved one asks and who wants to explain everything to the umpteenth end. And it's just not even practical to be able to do that and simply have difficulty telling a little white lie for the safety or the peace of mind of their loved one. And they just see it as something that they can't do. But it's important that you know and understand, oftentimes someone with dementia will ask you a question that they're not looking for an answer to. Maybe it's something completely different that they're worried about, or maybe they're just even bored. It's really important. Behavioral changes, you should really seek support, a support group, a behavioral psychologist or psychologist to really support you in techniques used. I have some podcasts about redirection and distraction that might be helpful to you. Good tips and things that you can use. Caregiver stress and burnout. If you are at your breaking point, it's impacting your health or even your mental health, oftentimes you overlook your own health. And I ask families, what happens if something happens to you? Common, it's so common. If you as a caregiver are experiencing chronic stress, exhaustion, or health issues, it's a strong indication that it's time to get help. You are not going to be a quality caregiver, a good caregiver. You're not going to be at your best if you're burned out. And burnout is so common. We are not exempt from burnout. This would be a time that you want to consider getting more dementia care for your loved one, getting the support you need. What are some of those dementia care assistance options? One would be in-home care services with a reputable agency that comes in and maybe a flexible option for a few hours or a few days that can help with things like daily activities, medication management, preparing meals, or even companionship. Adult daycares are another great option. Adult care centers are basically senior centers where they are equipped to work with people with dementia. They're generally secured. They have secured doors. They have activities going on, social opportunities. They provide meals and guidance and even some basic care. That would be a great option for them to go 2 or 3 days a week. They're usually open 5 days a week from 8 to 4 or 8 to 5. What a great option for them to go out and enjoy some socialization. And of course, assisted living communities, great option. The person generally requires more support. It's a socialization opportunity. Assisted living normally has a memory care component to it that can offer a suitable solution. Round-the-clock care, assistance with bathing, grooming, dressing, medication, meals, a chance for leisure activities, seen by doctors there. Great, great option. And then let's talk about the memory care community. Memory care neighborhoods are usually part of assisted living facilities. Occasionally they're freestanding in their own, but they're classified as assisted living facilities. And they're designed for people and individuals who have dementia. They're designed secure. They're designed with indoor-outdoor spaces. They're designed that they are smaller living spaces and larger social spaces. They're free-flowing. Typically, they have a lot of features, including 24-hour staff, that are trained in dealing with people who have memory impairments. This specialized staff know and understand how to create activities to meet the needs of people with dementia at every stage of dementia. Deciding to seek additional help is not easy, but often it's the best thing to do for both the person with dementia and you, the caregiver. Let's have open discussions with family members, with your doctor, about potential care services that can aid you in making an informed decision. And of course, when you make that decision, if you make that decision, it is your own. But it's an option, and it's a real option that I think that everyone should consider. Let's embrace support for quality care when we need it. Recognize that we need to put some new things in place. That can be a critical step in dementia care and in your journey with your loved one. It can ensure that your loved one receives the quality of care, the level of care that they need and deserve while preserving your health and your well-being as a caregiver. Embrace some additional support when you need it. It is not a sign of failure or weakness, but rather commitment to providing the best care for your loved one. When you embrace additional support, it allows you to be the wife or the daughter or the family member again. And I think that it is always a good idea to plan ahead, to learn what your options are, and to take advantage of them when you need it. This is Dawn Platt. Thank you for joining me on the podcast today. I hope that our conversation has been helpful to you. Until next time, make it a memorable day.
Thank you for joining us for the Disappearing Mind podcast. We hope it's helped you find clarity and support along your journey. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode, visit our website to suggest future topics, and share the podcast with friends and family.